This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. The Sundance Film Festival ends tomorrow. Coming up, a quick review of the movies that may break out from Sundance and make it all the way to your local multiplex. But first, here's some good news all the way from Mars. The NASA Spirit rover has finally called us. It's called Earth. It had been mute or just speaking gibberish for a couple of days. The Mars rover project manager, Peter Teisinger, spoke to reporters a little while ago.
This morning, as we were preparing, we had sent an early beep to the spacecraft, did not get a response, and as we were preparing to send a second, the spacecraft talked to us.
And NPR's David Kestenbaum is now going to talk to us. David, are you there?
Hi, Alex.
Hi. So, well, tell us, what is the rover team saying?
Well, as you heard from that clip of tape, NASA is getting bits of data, but clearly the flight software on the rover is not working properly. They've been having troubles over the last couple days. In one instance, they got a bunch of scrambled ones and zeros. So I think they still don't really know what's going on, but it's certainly encouraging that they can send a signal and it communicates back with them.
So does that mean that everything either is okay or is going to be okay?
It's still unclear why they have this software problem. One idea was that maybe they'd sent a command and it got garbled by bad weather. If there was a thunderstorm in Australia near where they were broadcasting from. But the lander has protections against this. It checks the commands to make sure they make sense before it executes them. It sounds like what they're saying in the press conference is that it's stuck in some kind of loop where the rover wakes up, it loads the flight software, it looks around, says, uh-oh, something's wrong, and then it shuts down. And then it wakes up, it loads the flight software, it looks around, says, uh-oh, something's wrong. And it seems to be something different every time, or not the same thing every time. It's sort of like a hiccup. But they said they think it's not fatal. Here's another clip from Pete Teisinger.
We believe, based upon everything we know right now, that we can sustain the current state of the spacecraft from a health standpoint for a substantial, perhaps indefinite period of time. There is no indication that we have an imminent power problem or thermal issue. There is indications that we have not been going to sleep at night like we expected, that we've been up for a lot or most of both nights, at least the spacecraft has been, and we're looking at what things can cause that to take place.
You know, David, just listening to that, it's kind of peculiar, but then sort of, human or something, to hear him refer to this thing as being up all night and the kind of personal connection he has.
A lot of them refer to it as a she, especially the women on the team. Our little geologist, they call her.
Well, so do they have any idea what's wrong with her?
The other thing they did mention in the briefing there was that they think the problem might have had something to do with moving the high-gain antenna. And the high-gain antenna is the one that the lander uses to communicate with the orbiters that are orbiting Mars overhead. And if there were a problem with that, that would not be very good news, because that's how it's sending back, you know, the many megabytes of data that includes all the pretty pictures. But I think at this point they're still not sure if it's a hardware problem or a software problem.
And how long is it going to take to figure that out and then, I guess, do whatever they need to do?
Teisinger said it could take many days or several weeks, even under the best of conditions. They do everything really deliberately. I think to the rest of the world, people feel like, oh, come on, you know, drive that thing around. That's what it's there for. But NASA, you know, they don't want to screw up. This thing is 100 million miles away, and there's no way to go fix it if they do something wrong. They have, I don't know if you know this, they have actually a sandbox over at JPL with essentially a duplicate rover. And what they try and do is they send that the same commands that they send to the one on Mars. And they've done that, and the one in the sandbox is perfectly happy. So until they can get the one in the sandbox to misbehave the same way that the one on Mars is misbehaving, I think they're going to be very cautious about what they do.
Well, the thing is, they have this other twin, this other rover called Opportunity that's going to land on Mars tomorrow. But the idea is it's going to land far, far away, so it's not like they could take a picture or anything.
Or they could walk over and say hi.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to have to figure out, in the briefing, it was clear that they said they're probably not going to proceed at the same pace with Opportunity once it's down. In other words, they're not going to scramble to roll up the airbags and to get it down on the surface and get it all checked out. They're probably going to assume it sets down okay, they'll ask how it is. If it's fine, they'll probably have it sit there and then go to work on Spirit so they can make sure that's okay.
Okay, good. Thank you very much, David. David Kestenbaum of the NPR Science Desk, thanks for being with us again here on Day to Day.
You're welcome.